Father, we bless you. We give you praise. Lord, we adore you. We know that your words are yea and amen. And that is the confidence that we have in you. That whatever you say you will do, you will do it. We return the glory to you. As we proceed into your words this morning, Father, speak to us. Open our hearts. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, if you can sit, you can just find a place to sit and sit comfortably. Make sure you are sitting very comfortable. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. Do you believe that? You are a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 35. This month has been declared unto us as our month of transformation, as our month of open doors, and as our month of breaking forth. There is no doubt in my heart, everyone here present would break forth.
Amen.
Whatever is your desire, whatever is your request, the Lord will grant unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
However, the Lord only grants to those that qualify to get it from Him. And if you are not qualified, before we leave here today, you will qualify for it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The subtopic that we're going to be looking at today is whom the Lord blesses. Whom the Lord blesses. Verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. And I like to read from NIV. It says, the wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. NLT translation says, the wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. And let's see ESV. It says, the wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. Fools get disgrace. NASB says, the wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. Fools display dishonor. But I like how Amplified Bible Version puts it. Because Amplified Bible Version takes everything from all these versions that we have read and merge them together. And it says, the wise will inherit honor and glory, but dishonor and shame is conferred on fools. On fools. On fools. And the Lord will have me to tell you this morning, hallelujah, that if you want to experience His transformation, you want to experience open doors. This month, you want to experience breaking forth. You want to break forth into your new grounds. That you should not be a fool. That you should not be a fool. And like I said to the people at the first service, you will help me to tell your neighbor, because you are very close to them as you are seated. They may not hear me if I say it from here. Tell your neighbor, don't be a fool. I'm not sure they heard you. Can you say it well? Because there is no way you will be a fool and you will experience transformation. It is only shame that is the lot of a fool. It's disgrace that is the lot of a fool. But you want honor? You don't be a fool. You want to experience glory? You don't be a fool. And for emphasis, the word fool appears in the Bible 66 times. It appears 66 times in the Bible. While the word foolish appears 52 times. Foolishness appears 20 times. Folly appears 42 times. And all together, be fool, foolish, foolishness, folly, they appear 180 times for you to know how important it is for you not to be one. Very, very important for you not to be. You cannot be foolish and be wise. It's not possible. And you cannot be wise and be foolish. Amen? Amen. It is not possible. Why, being wise is opposite of being a fool, right? And so you cannot be the two sides of the coin. So choose ye this day what you want to be. Because each of it has its own consequence. You are wise, you inherit honor, you inherit glory, and that leads to transformation. That opens doors for you. That makes you to break forth. But you choose to be a fool, then it's shame, it's dishonor, it's struggle. May you not be a fool. In the name of Jesus. We'll run quickly to examine whether you are a fool or you are not. Whether you are wise or you are not. Whether you are candidates of receiving transformation, being transformed, or you are a candidate of the other part. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Number one, Psalm 14, verse 1. Psalm 14, verse 1. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And so number one is that fools deny the existence of God. A fool denies the existence of God. They don't believe that God exists. As a matter of fact, when you talk about God before them, they want to even fight you. They don't even like hearing the word God because they don't believe that it exists. And some will say, oh, I'm a free thinker. They don't believe that God created them. They just felt that, oh, my father and my mother came together, you know, and I came forth. Who puts that seed in your father or your mother that made you to come forth in the first place? A fool will say, oh, it's science. No, it's science. They will go as far as proving the theory for you. That is a fool for you. And you don't expect God, that they don't believe that he exists, to come forth for them. You don't expect God, that they don't believe that made them, to bless them. You don't expect them to receive anything of the Lord. But I thank God that none of you falls in that category. Because if you did in the first place, you wouldn't be here. You won't be here right now as you are seated. Because you are here. You are here because you know that there is God. You are not here because you wanted to see the face of the pastor. You are here because you know that God exists, right? Maybe I'm mistaken. Am I right? You're not even sure. Hallelujah. You are here because you know God exists. But for those that do not believe in God's existence, maybe you just decided, oh, let me go and see what is happening there. Then you don't expect anything from God. You don't expect anything from him. Number two, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Proverbs 14, 9. It says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. So number two is that fools mock at sins. They mock the consequences of sins. They live their lives anyhow, without recourse to God, without regards to the laws of God. They commit sin at random. They don't believe that there is a certain way that you cannot live your life. They lack the fear of God. So they just sin randomly. Even when you tell them that, oh, this is not good for you, and they say, so what will happen? Nothing. They are not scared As a matter of fact, living in sin is part of their life. It's part of their daily life. Daily life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. Proverbs 10, 23. It says, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief. So when a fool is doing mischief, is living a sinful life, when a fool is living in sin, is committing a sin, it's a norm to him. Because the Bible says it's a sport. It's like your normal routine, your normal way of exercising is living in sin. Then such person is a fool. Such person is a fool. And you cannot expect God to come through for such person. Such person's prayers would just be going, would just be like a normal exercise as well. Because I don't know who you'll be praying to. When you are not living a life worthy of that person, when you do not give God regard, you see, you fear, you respect someone that you fear. I mean, it's the other way. You fear someone that you respect. As a matter of fact, whichever way you want to take it, you fear someone that you respect, or you respect someone that you fear. And if you don't respect God, you will not fear him. And if you don't fear God, you will not respect him. And you don't respect him, there is no way he will respect your offerings. There is no way he will respect your words. There is no way he will respect your requests. So don't be a fool and don't miss out from God's blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Fools despise instructions. Fools despise instructions. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. He that regardeth reproof is prudent, but a fool despiseth his father's instructions. So fools are those that despise instructions. When you are given an instruction and you don't abide by it, then what are you? When you give a fool a manual to read, he will still despise the instruction therein. He will still despise the instruction. He will still disobey it. That you will give the manual like this and open it for them to read. Even when you read it for them, they will still despise it. A fool will want to outsmart instructions. They despise instructions. I was saying during the first service, how many of you that you have run against the red light? You will see red light says what? Stop. Even a 5-year-old child knows that red light says stop. And they will say, "Mommy, it's red, it's red." You say, "Shut up your mouth." Can't I see? You will still disobey the instructions. And the instruction of the Lord to you says, thou shalt not covet. A fool will covet. Thou shalt not steal. A fool will falsify records in the office. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's spouse. A fool is, in fact, is that neighbor's spouse that will be entering the fool's eyes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And when you don't follow God's instructions, how do you expect God to follow your own words? How do you expect God to listen to you if you don't listen to Him? Please tell your neighbor, don't be a fool. Can we see Proverbs chapter 3 in Amplified Version? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 in Amplified. It says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Verse 2. For length of days and years of life and tranquility and prosperity, the wholeness of life's blessings, they will add unto you. Hallelujah. Can you switch it to NIV, please? Just verse 1. It says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. Keep it in your heart. But a fool will want to play smart. And there is always consequence for it. I shared in the morning about the story of a young man that he has read the driver's, driver's manual for you to write G1, right? You have to read the manual. What is it called again? It's called driver's manual. He had written the G1. He passed it. And for him to have passed it, he means he read all the instructions. And when he got to the exam hall, he wrote the test and passed it because he read it. Now, that is not following instructions. It is you practicalizing it. It's you practicing it. It's you doing exactly as you have read, as you have been told. And he registered to go and do his full G because he was an experienced driver back home. And then he left home late. He was already late from home. And on the road of not more than 50 kilometers per hour, it was doing 65, 67. You know, you can't do more than 15 above. You can't do more than, if you do 65, you are caught. And before he knew it, he heard, wham, wham. And he was flat down and given a ticket. He was on his way to go and write test, driving test. He was on his way to go and write driving test. And he was caught for overspeeding, for not following instruction. He was given a ticket, not just a ticket alone, that he had his records for 3 years being stamped. Now, getting to the drive test. Getting to the drive test, the lady that would drive with him toward the test entered the car and they drove out. On the road that was supposed to be doing 50, it was doing 35. So he failed the test. He now failed the test again. He said, "Ah, this is double trouble for me." One day, I said, "You put it on yourself. Your lack of obedience, disobedience, not following instructions." So I didn't even know I was doing 35. How would you not know when you're supposed to be looking everywhere every 5 minutes, every 5 seconds? You're supposed to be looking at your mirror, and even your dashboard everywhere every 5 seconds. Because you didn't keep to the instruction. Follow instruction. Follow instruction. And it shall be well with you. You see, when you follow instructions, things go smoothly. You won't have to struggle. You won't have to do any stress. Just simply follow instructions. How difficult is that? Thou shalt not steal. How difficult is that? Thou shalt not covet. How difficult is that? Tell your neighbor, follow instruction. Number 4, Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18, verses 6 and 7. Proverbs 18, 6 and 7. A fool sleeps, enter into contention, and his mouth called for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Number 4 here says, fools are contentious. They are fighters. They are fighters. When you see a fool fighting, it is a norm. Hallelujah. It is normal for a fool to fight. It is in the DNA of a fool to be contentious. Are you a fighter? Say, forget it though. Don't think because I'm a Christian. No. Hey! They should not think that because you are a Christian. Fools are contentious. They are big fighters, even at home. And they will hear the knock. Maybe pastor is now coming to visit. Peace be unto this house. When they open the door, they will become the best friends. The husband and the wife that were just fighting and raising their voices and hitting themselves. Say, pastor, God bless. And they will hold hands together like this. Meanwhile, they were fighting, hitting themselves. And somebody will say, I have holy anger. No. You have devilish anger. Show me in the Bible where it says that you should be fighting. That you should demonstrate holy anger by fighting, by injuring yourselves, by causing sins. Who would you say you took that after? It can't be Jesus. It can't be God. And if you are talking about the Bible encouraging us to wage war, it says our weapons of warfare are not carnal. And that we wrestle not against flesh. Thank you, ma'am. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And it is those contentious Christians that cannot even wrestle against principalities and powers, that their only strength is with physical, with flesh and blood. Don't be a fool. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 5. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards." Number 5. Fools want to have the last word. Fools want to have the last word. As a matter of fact, a fool will not even allow you to finish before they will take it over from your mouth. Before you say A, B, the fool has already gone to Z. A fool becomes a parrot when it comes to the matter of argument. Bible says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. How do you live your life at home? How do you relate at home? How do you run your mouth at home? And you run your mouth, you call your spouse all sorts of names. And then you come back to say, oh, but you know that I didn't mean it. But you know me now that when I'm angry, I just talk. You know that's my weakness. Deal with it, oh. Deal with it. Deal with it. Because it's going to put you in trouble with God. Deal with it. Some people's mouths are sharper than razor blades. That their words will pierce you deeper than using blades to cut you. Please ask your neighbor. Hope you are not like that. Please don't be. Tell them, please don't be. A wise man is supposed to guard his mouth, control his temperament, work on his emotions, be in control of his mouth. It says that a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. After everything is settled, and then he comes and start talking calmly. Not to want to talk back. Must you talk back? Oh, if you don't talk back, what would that mean? They will say you are a fool. No, you are wise. See, a fool does not recognize a fool. A fool does not recognize a fool. They will say you are wise. I mean, they will say you are a fool. No. So please guard your mouth at all times. Guard your mouth at all times. There is no way God will come through for a talkative. There is no way God will come through for someone that runs his mouth anyhow. How? You need to put yourself in the place of God at times to say, oh, if I were God, would I even listen to this one? And if your answer is no, then you better watch it. So that God can listen to you. so that God can listen to you. Number 6. Proverbs 28 verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Fools are haughty. They are haughty. They are proud. As a matter of fact, it is in the DNA of a fool to be proud. If a fool is not proud, then who should be proud? If he's not a fool. You cannot see a wise person being proud. It's not possible. Then he's not wise. Then he's not qualified to be a wise person. It's only a fool that is proud. Even when the fool does not have anything in his pocket, he will still be proud. Have you heard the story of poor and proud from our father in the Lord, that the Jew? When you are poor, you are proud at the same time. Say, what is your problem? And that you have more than your neighbor does not make you better than your neighbor. Calm down. That you have more than your friends does not make you better than your friends. It does not mean that God loves them less. And it does not mean that God loves you more. It's a matter of time. Tell your neighbor, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. Because that's your neighbor, his own time will come. And if you are like that neighbor, your time is coming. Amen. I said your time is coming. Amen. Your time of lifting is approaching. Amen. Your time of open doors is here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So please don't be proud. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God resists the proud. He resists the proud. So how can God come through for you when he resists you? How can someone that God resists receive anything of him again? It is not possible. It is not possible. And the word of the Lord is yea and amen. If the Bible says that God resists the proud, God resists the proud. So if you are proud, forget it. You are not in the good books of God. You're not. So please check it. Check it. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 7. This is second to the last. Number 7. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 18. Fools are dishonest. Proverbs 10, 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips. And he that uttereth a slander is what? Is a fool. Fools don't have virtue called honesty. There is no honesty in the virtues of a fool. It's about dishonesty. And so if you are not straightforward, if you are not trustworthy, if you are a dishonest person, then you are a fool. And if you are a fool in this circumstance, then it is shame. It is dishonor, according to the passage that we read. It is shame. It is dishonor. But if you are trustworthy, if you are a honest person, then it is glory. It is honor. It is transformation. It is open doors. It's breaking forth. It's blessings. It's promotions for you all the days of your lives. And so shall it be for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please avoid being a dishonest person. Don't live a life of dishonesty. Don't live a life of deceit. Don't live a life of lies. And we know that even Jesus said it in John chapter 8, verse 44, that all liars are children of the devil. Because the devil is the father of lies. And so if you are now a child of the devil, how do you now want another father to come and be blessing you? How do you want God that is now know your father to now want to bless you? So choose ye this day who your father should be. Either it should be God by living a honest life, or it should be the devil and continue to live a life of deceit, dishonesty, thereby incurring wrath, incurring shame. The Lord is at hand. And lastly, number 8. Fools are hypocritical in nature. They are hypocrites. Luke chapter 11. Luke 11, 39 and 40. And the Lord said unto him, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? Fools are hypocritical in nature. A fool will say one thing with his mouth and does another thing. A fool is the one that will present himself in the church as a holy person, and out there is a terror. At home is a fighter. In the office is an abuser. A fool is someone that lives a double standard life. A fool is someone that is neither cold nor hot. And God says that I will spew you out if you are neither cold nor hot. So which one are you? Which one are you? Which one are you? Can you just bow down your heads? Can you just bow down your heads and talk to the Lord? It's my desire that God will accept everyone and bring us about transformation and not spew us out. Talk to him this afternoon. In any area that you are falling short of his glory, in any area that you are classified as a fool, in all these 8 characteristics, talk to the Lord to help you. And make a determination never to be a fool, never to live a life of fool. Talk to him.